Imagine walking through life wearing distorted glasses that magnify every flaw while blurring every strength. This isn't occasional self-doubt. It's the persistent filter of low self-esteem that colors every experience and interaction. When we suffer from low self-esteem, we carry an internal critic that follows us everywhere, pointing out every mistake and dismissing every success. The most insidious part? We mistake this voice for reality, accepting its harsh judgments as truth rather than recognizing them as distorted perceptions. Low self-esteem affects every dimension of our existence. Our thoughts become an endless loop of self-criticism and doubt. Our behaviors shift. We speak softly, avoid eye contact, and pepper our speech with qualifiers like, "I might be wrong, but..." Emotionally, we experience persistent sadness, anxiety, and shame. Even our bodies respond with fatigue, tension, and physical symptoms of stress. This negative self-evaluation permeates work, relationships, and leisure, creating either self-sabotage or exhausting perfectionism as we desperately try to prove our worth. Why does this matter? Because approximately 10% of people suffer from depression, and over 10% experience anxiety disorders in any given year, conditions frequently rooted in or exacerbated by low self-esteem. Without addressing these fundamental beliefs about our worth, we remain trapped in cycles of suffering that can last decades. Our self-view is subjective, shaped by experiences rather than facts. Positive experiences build positive self-perception. Negative ones create the opposite. These beliefs typically form early through three patterns. First, direct mistreatment. Children treated poorly often assume they deserve it. Bryony, orphaned at 7, became her adoptive family's scapegoat and internalized being dirty when sexually abused by her stepfather. Second, failing to meet expectations. Jesse's father's daily interrogations about his learning made him feel inadequate when his mind went blank, convincing him he wasn't good enough. Third, absence of positive experiences. Kate's elderly parents showed love through practical care rather than affection, pulling away when she sought closeness, making her believe she was unlovable. Negative self-beliefs persist through two thinking biases: biased perception, how we see ourselves, and biased interpretation, what meaning we make. We notice evidence supporting our negative self-view while filtering out contradictions, quickly spotting flaws while overlooking strengths. To cope, we develop rules for living, conditional statements like, "If I always put others first, then I'll be acceptable." These rules provide fragile security, but function as invisible prison bars, restricting freedom while reinforcing our negative bottom line. The first step toward freedom involves addressing anxious predictions, automatic thoughts that something terrible will happen outside our comfort zone. These predictions emerge when our personal rules for living are threatened, triggering fear and avoidance that reinforce negative self-beliefs. These predictions contain cognitive distortions, overestimating negative outcomes, catastrophizing consequences, underestimating our coping ability, and discounting support. Rather than accepting these predictions as facts, question them. For anxiety-producing situations, ask, "What am I predicting? What's the evidence for and against this? What are alternative perspectives? How likely is my feared outcome?" Even considering implausible alternatives helps test them. Behavioral experiments are crucial. Kate feared shop assistants would be impatient with her questions when buying a washing machine. She decided to ask everything without apologizing. In the first shop, the assistant was dismissive, but her friend confirmed this was common there. In subsequent shops, Kate successfully implemented her assertive strategy, concluding, "I'm entitled to take time spending my money. If people are rude, that's their problem." Self-criticism perpetuates low self-esteem through guilt and shame. People with low self-esteem view weaknesses as evidence of fundamental inadequacy rather than normal human frailty. While often viewed as virtuous, self-criticism actually paralyzes action, creates negative emotions, judges the whole person based on isolated incidents, blocks learning, and ignores context. Combating self-criticism requires becoming aware of these thoughts, questioning them, and experimenting with balanced perspectives. The goal is developing the ability to notice, answer, and dismiss self-critical thoughts without letting them affect your feelings or actions. Self-acceptance requires correcting two biases that maintain low self-esteem: interpretation bias, countered by fighting self-criticism, and perception bias, screening out positive self-aspects. Many people find acknowledging their strengths uncomfortable, as if it equals boasting. This mindset typically develops when children learn to downplay talents to avoid social rejection. Eventually, this external pressure becomes internalized, causing people to discount achievements rather than seeing them as reflections of genuine ability. Creating a meaningful list of qualities, talents, and strengths builds a more positive self-view. Connect each quality to specific memories when you demonstrated these traits. To incorporate awareness of your positive qualities daily, carry a positives notebook to record examples as they happen, noting both what you did and which quality it demonstrates. Review these entries nightly to internalize these positive self-aspects. Notice how we typically dismiss compliments, yet ruminate on criticism. By deliberately collecting evidence of your positive qualities, you begin correcting this distortion, seeing a more complete picture of who you are. The rigid rules we develop to cope with negative core beliefs trap us in restrictive patterns that undermine self-esteem. These rules act as escape clauses from our bottom-line beliefs. So long as I maintain high standards, I can override my incompetence. These rules fail because they're unreasonable, excessive, and make self-worth dependent on impossible standards or factors beyond our control. To transform these rules, understand their origins, examine how they're unreasonable, and weigh their payoffs against disadvantages. Then create alternative rules that are more realistic, flexible, moderate, and phrased as I want rather than I must. For example, I must always perform perfectly or I'm a failure becomes I aim to do my best, and I accept that mistakes are part of learning and growth. What freedom might you experience with more compassionate standards? How might your relationships, work, and self-care transform without impossible demands? The ultimate goal is addressing core negative beliefs underlying low self-esteem. After identifying your bottom line, create a positive, realistic, new bottom line account to store affirming information about yourself. Examine the evidence supporting negative beliefs and find alternative explanations. Current difficulties may reflect circumstances rather than personal inadequacy. Seeking help shows strength. Past mistakes are normal human experiences, not proof of fundamental flaws. Maintain progress with an action plan that addresses how your low self-esteem developed, what sustained it, what you've learned, and strategies for handling setbacks. Identify specific triggers that could reactivate your old bottom line and recognize warning signs in your feelings, physical sensations, thoughts, or behaviors. When setbacks occur, and they will, don't panic. They're natural, especially with long-standing issues, and don't erase your progress. Each technique you've learned targets specific aspects of low self-esteem. With practice and self-compassion, transform your relationship with yourself from harsh judgment to acceptance. You're not pursuing perfection. You're embracing your humanity with all its complexity and inherent worth. See yourself clearly, not as flawless, but as worthy, capable, and enough, exactly as you are.